Good morning. You're listening to The Daily Cat, your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, Alice Oh. It's Thursday, February 6th, 2025. Here are the headlines to start your day. The Northwestern Prison Education Program launched its magazine, Northwestern Insider, Wednesday evening. The poems, essays, and artwork of incarcerated students are featured in the magazine. The program is welcoming student volunteers interested in topics from marketing to journalism. In Evanston News, Veronica Reyes, a cashier for food service at Northwestern, spoke at a panel pushing for the protection of Northwestern's contract workers. The proposed ordinance at the meeting pushes for job security for workers in food service and hospitality at large institutions such as Northwestern. The case is to be heard by the Administrative Adjudication Court. In Illinois News, a coalition of 14 attorneys general, including Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul, reaffirmed their commitment to protecting access to gender-affirming care following President Donald Trump's recent executive order. The coalition said the federal government's decision to resume funding frozen by the Trump administration is a quote-unquote critical win. In national news, CBS expanded on Trump's statement to take over the Gaza Strip and relocate its residents, citing plans to include exits by land, sea, and air. Spokespeople of France, the UK, Russia, and China released statements Wednesday opposing Trump's proposal and supporting the two-state system in which Gaza residents will not be relocated. That's all for today's Daily Cat from Evanston, Illinois. I'm Alice Oh. Be sure to check out more news stories on our website, wnurnews.org. You can also listen to these stories live during our next news show, today at 6 p.m. at 89.3 FM or at wnur.org. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow morning for another edition of The Daily Cat.